Doing the laws of Shema, and we're up to in chapter 70, and we're doing subsection 3. And we were discussing cases that are exempt from reading the Shema. So now we're talking about HaKoynes as a Besula, one who is marrying a Besula would be Potter Mikriya Shema Ubirchei Seho, would be exempt from reading the Shema, and exempt from reading and saying its blessing, and also min hatefila. That's what we learned also in the chapter, in the third chapter of Brachos. Ayin Simen Kuf Vav. He sends you to look into Simen Kuf Vav. That
what was the category I missed yesterday?
No, you were there yesterday. You learned. We learned. You actually mentioned this, that we're going to learn about it. We talked about education. Yeah, this is what we're talking about now. So he says that, now, how long does, if when a person is getting married, so the first 3 days, kol gimul yomim achar k'nisosi l'chupa, for 3 days after he goes into the chupa, into the marriage, he's exempt from the Shema, and the blessing of the prayer and the prayer, imloy also maisa, if he hadn't yet cohabited, if he hadn't done, then he would be exempt. The reason why the person is, there is a rule that we have that a person who is occupied in one mitzvah is exempt from another mitzvah, and we say like this: mipnei shehu torud b'machsheves tirdas mitzvah. Cohabiting for is a mitzvah, and a person who is just getting married, he's preoccupied in his thought about, which is called an occupation of a mitzvah. So, like if we have, this is a discussion about in the Gemara, you know, what happens if a person is occupied, preoccupied, he lost a lot of money or his boat has gone astray, would that be exempting him? No, that wouldn't be occupying in a mitzvah, that would be occupying in a mundane thing. But in this case, it's considered to be an occupation of a mitzvah, in a tirdas mitzvah, yeah? So, tirdas mitzvah, shemechashiv al eisag ha-besulim, because he's preoccupied about the matter of the besulim. V'gimul yomim elu heim levad miyom ha-chupa. These 3 days are excluding of the day of the chupa. K'goin im ho'isa chupa v'yom dalet, if the chupa, the marriage, took place on Wednesday, potur mikriya shema, he would be exempt from reading a shema, Milel Dalad, starting from the fourth night, Ad Leil Motzoi Shabbos, until the night of Saturday night. So that would be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. Veloy Ad Bechlal, but does not include not include Motzoi Shabbos. Mipnei Shalachar Gimul Yomim, for once he's already married for 3 days, Kvar Niskarer Adaita, he's already, his mind has cooled off, he's calmed down. Ve'ein toru doy b'machshavto, he's no longer preoccupied with his thought. Now, this is a non-practical halacha, as the Alter Rebbe explains. He says, why? But medvarim amurim, he brings it down because the Mishnah says so, but he says, but medvarim amurim bizman horishonim, this was said in the earlier times, shohi mekavnim heitev, Bikriya Shema, that they were doing a la good kavona when they read the Shema. So the people, when they read the Shema, they actually had in mind, they were at a level that they really were thinking properly when they were having the proper kavona. Aval Akshav, but now, Shigam Sharbne Odom Einim Akavim Kuroi, all other people, we're all occupied, you know. Whenever we read the Shema, we have things on our head, and we're distracted, and we have so much going on. So, even if we're not busy with some mitzvah, some distractions, we're anyways distracted. We don't have good kavanah anyways. Gama koinis is a besula koire kriyishma berchasa. So also, one who marries a besula would still read the Shema and the blessings.
Besula is?
Besula is a woman who has never been married before.
Oh, okay.
Is koinisa berchasa umispalil kishar b'nei hachupa kishar b'nei hachupa, and then he would daven just like the other people at the chupa. They're only exempt at the time of the party. While they're celebrating the wedding, then they're exempt too. As explained in Siman Lamed Ches in Sif Vav. Okay, so that's that is that. So the bottom line is, because we are not anyways doing a good job of being mekaven, we don't do a good kavona, so therefore there's no exemption for a person who's getting married for exempting, because you're not going to have any less kavona than anybody else, because none of us have real kavona. Actually, in the Mishnah it says that the rabbi, it was Rabbi Gamaliel, he said that no, when he got married he still read the Shema, and he said why, but he said because I'm not going to, even for one moment, not to accept the yoke of heaven, so I'm reading the Shema anyways. But in the Gemara, in the Mishnah further, it says, the Mishnah says over there, Lo kol ha-reitzu litlis Hashem yitl. It's not up for everybody to say, oh, I'm going to be, it's kind of a, almost an arrogance for a person to say, oh, I can have kavana and I am going to do it like Rabbi Gamaliel. But here, he says, there's another reason why we should read it anyways, is because we don't have kavona any of the time, so it really doesn't make a difference. What is the din if somebody is intoxicated? V'din shikar l'krishma, yizbar v'siman tzadik tes. He says in the chapter 99, over there in Sif Aleph, he's going to say that, you know, you're actually not allowed to read the Shema while you're intoxicated. Somebody who is drunk, a thing like that, we'll learn over there, we'll learn later on. Now, subsection 4. What happens if a person is busy in community affairs? He's preoccupied with the needs of the community, he's occupied. Now the time arrives that you have to read the Shema, and he's busy doing community work. Lo yafsik, shouldn't stop, shouldn't interrupt what he's doing. Lo yigmar askeyem, and then, but first finish up what you're doing, your public, and then v'achach yikra, and then you should read im nishar eis likris. If there is time to read, you read after you finish. You don't have to interrupt what you're doing to read the Shema, but you can continue doing what you're doing. But Medvar Mamurim, again, here we have also again a stipulation. That comes out, the halacha. Again, why? If you want, because he's occupied with a mitzvah. Because if you're doing community work, that's considered to be a mitzvah. And community affairs. So while you're doing community affairs, you're basically exempt from the mitzvah of reading the Shema. He says, this would also apply to the earlier generations, because their preoccupation with the community was for the sake of heaven. They did it for the mitzvah. Today, sometimes people are working for the community, it's not for a mitzvah. They do it for self-recognition, they do it for ulterior motives, they have, so it loses out of the mitzvah, it becomes a job, it's no longer a public servant, but it becomes like just a job. So therefore, but nowadays we should not exempt from reading the Shema. Unless there is nobody else to do it. So in other words, if you have to do the work and there's nobody else to do it, then okay, then you can do the work. You can imagine, this is what the Alter Rebbe is writing in his time, how much more in our generation, we've gone a few steps down from that time. So he says, Elusha Oz, Afilo Isaac, Batsolos, Mamainum Levad, Even if a person is preoccupied for the community, saving their money, especially in the olden days, so there's sort of a hint to the fact that the Jewish people always had to use what they used to call shtadlonim, people to intermediaries with the government, because the government were always making decrees against the Jews, they were always persecuting the Jews, they were always finding ways to make the Jews' life miserable. And the Jews were always had to send, bribe them, send them gifts, get people to persuade them to try to... So those were called community workers who worked for the community. But sometimes it was a matter of life and death also. They or tried to kick them out from the different countries. They tried to... So that's bodily things. But sometimes it's only a matter of money. Yeah. But that too, because sometimes they would try to take away, put, you know, unreasonable taxes or... actually, one of the definitions that Rambam writes, what they don't have a right like a king who doesn't have a right, governments, what's called an evil government, who's that right, is if they tax people different, one people different than the others, they don't apply the law across the board to everybody, that's not a fair law, and that's not something that one can claim it's the law of the government. If the government needs to treat everybody equal, if they treat the Jewish people or your origin or differently, then that's not, they don't have a right to do something like that. So, but in the case, unfortunately, in the reality, in the history, this was always, the Jewish people were always limited and always found themselves, in binding situations. So he says, even if you are occupied just to save the money, if there is nobody else, you know, you are the one that can intermediate for them. You're occupied in the midst of lo yafsik. Don't interrupt the Brit Shema. Continue doing what you're doing, because you are the only one that can do it. Yet it's better. Toiv, it's better. Sheikra pasuk rishon parok shem klay machus olam vod. That I should read the first verse of machus olam vod. Im efshe likrit b'mokem shehu oisik shelo yitzdarich lahafsik esekem. If it's possible to read in the place that he's occupied. So, you know, in other words, no big deal. Read the Shema right there when you're doing. If you don't need to interrupt what you're doing, you can still be doing that. You have the chance to go ahead and do so, and that would be okay. Ba'al koponim, but minimally, he says, Chayv lahazkir yitzias Mitzrayim. You still should mention the exodus of Egypt. Afil achash over zman krishma, even after the time for the Shema has passed, Shazuhi mitzvah bifnei atzma, mentioning Exodus of Egypt is a mitzvah by itself. That's meaning the reading the parasha of Tzitzis, kol hayom all day, mitzvah is kol hayom, you can do it all day. V'lochein, therefore, l'acha shegomar askeim, after you finished your occupation with the people there, Yoimar is a parsha Yisrael Mitzis Mitzrayim. You should say some section that has the exit of Egypt. Im kvar ovro shoh dalet. If the fourth hour has passed already, so you can't read. Sheino Yoimar oid birchas emes v'yatsif, in which you don't say Yerik Mishnah Barb Sivan Unches. Because up to the fourth hour, you can still do the Shema within during the Tefillah. Because, but by the fourth hour, that's done also. So you don't say that anymore. So at least, because you don't see the blessings after that, so at least, he says you should mention the exodus of Egypt, as explained in Siman Nun Ches, over there it's in Sif Yud. Like I said, like he says here, that if it's a situation, this is always, if it's a situation where nobody else can do what you can do, so then that takes precedent, and then the community affairs, working with the community and for the community is something very important. But it's so amazing to see how the Torah builds in the allowance for, even though this is an important mitzvah, but if you have another mitzvah that sort of conflicts.
Does the Shemot right now the same sense of importance as the Shema?
It's interesting that the Shemona Esrei is actually even less important than the Shema. The reason is because the Shemona Esrei is based on the rabbinic, and the Shema is, but we learned earlier, like with regards to, like women, are exempt from the Shema, but they still have to pray because prayer is asking God for mercy, even though he said they should do the Shema as well. But there is something about the davening. But in this case, people that are occupied, and the general rule of thumb is, you know, we find that in the Gemara and Chagiga and other places also, that, you know, when do you stop what you're doing to do the mitzvah, or when do you stop your learning, or when do you stop to do for somebody else something? So in most cases, the rule of thumb is, if nobody else can do it, just you, and if you don't do it, it's not going to get done, then you should stop whatever you're doing to do the mitzvah, if you are the one that is needed for the job. But if it can be done through somebody else, and you're busy, then you can go ahead. But today, the assumption is that there's so much to do that whatever anybody does and is a necessary.
If they had nothing to do back then, they're working 12-hour days, 7 days a week, 6 days a week. Supporting their families on next to nothing. People were pretty busy back then.
Yeah, but you know, in a way, they were busy. But sometimes, maybe today, you have even middle of your sleep. If you wake up for something, so right away you're checking your phone, if you got any messages, or you're seeing if you, you know, people are busy, not 12 hours, they'll be 24 hours a day. They're always looking. But, yeah, okay. We'll leave